Hot, muggy, bright, muggy. That was the airport at Tan Son Nhut. We deplaned, followed Lieutenant Wilson across the field into an area in front of some Quonset huts, and started forming ranks. It took a while. The sergeant with the clipboard came along and tried to encourage us as best he could. "You faggots can't even line up straight. How you gonna fight?" he shouted. He kept on yelling, and Lieutenant Wilson started yelling, and we finally got in order. Then a captain came out, and we were turned over to him. The sergeant's clipboard was turned over to him, too. "Medical personnel assigned to the 67th Group, or the 312th, or the 23rd Battalion, fall out and get in those buses over there. Everybody else, stand at ease." When the medics fell out, Judy waved to me again, and some of the guys around me told me to go give her a kiss.
"That's what they do in the war movies," one guy said.
I didn't really know Judy, and I probably wouldn't have had the nerve to kiss her in front of everybody, even if I did. We watched the medics go toward the buses while the rest of us stood in the sun. I checked my watch, and it was 14:30 hours. The next time I checked my watch, it was 15:30 hours, and we were still standing in the sun. Once I had figured that of the 7 months I had spent in the Army, 4 of them had been standing around waiting for something to happen. Vietnam might have been a different place, but the Army hadn't changed. Vietnam. There were mountains in the distance. A helicopter hovered over the far end of the field, tilted at a crazy angle, and then flew off. I watched it until it was almost out of sight. Most of the guys around the landing field were in fatigues, no different than Fort Devens, except that half of them carried their rifles around with them. There were a lot of pistols, too. You didn't see many pistols stateside. There were Vietnamese soldiers around, too. They were smaller than I thought they would be. I tried not to stare at them. A rumbling noise off to my left sounded like distant thunder. We knew it was artillery. My stomach felt queasy. Guys started looking at the ground. This was Nam. We had a roll call. I listened for the sergeant to call my last name. When he did, I responded with my first name, Richard. 2 Marines, they had obviously been in Nam a while, came over and stood near the sergeant and looked at us. They were unshaven. Their uniforms looked worn, darker than ours. One of them was wearing a necklace of some kind. The other one had a peace symbol painted on his helmet. They were old-looking guys, older than any of the guys just coming in. We went back to waiting in the sun. We waited until 1600 hours. Then the trucks came. I was assigned to the 22nd Replacement Company. That's where I met Gates again, the guy who had been looking for Kongs in Anchorage. We bunked next to each other. Gates was brown-skinned, but he had reddish hair and freckles. I thought I was going to like him.